Wow, look at this great group of guys this morning. I am so happy to see you all, and you all look great. What's next Sunday?
Christmas.
You're not excited, are you? You didn't sound excited.
I am.
Okay, what's going to happen when you get up? What are you going to find next Sunday?
Presents,
right. Okay, let me ask you a question. With all those presents, are you going to leave any of them unopened? I can't even imagine that. Just to leave it sit there and it's beautiful paper and nice bow. Looks so pretty, you don't want to open it? Nah. And what would you happen if you say you made a present for your mom and you wrapped it up all pretty and you handed it to her and she said, "Oh, that's really nice," and then just put it over there and didn't open it? How would you feel?
Sad.
Sad, yeah. I'd be sad too. Okay, I want to tell you a little story about a lady who went to heaven and she was greeted by St. Peter. And she could hardly believe how beautiful heaven was. So she asked St. Peter to show her around. And they walked all over heaven, and she thought everything was beautiful. And she wanted to see everything, but they came to a room that was locked. And she wanted to go in there, and St. Peter said, "No, you don't really want to go in there." She said, "But I do. I want to see all of heaven." He said, "Okay." So he took a big key out of his robe pocket and he opened the door. And when she went in, she saw it was a room full of beautifully wrapped packages. And she said, "Well, is this where you keep packages for everyone in heaven?" And he said, "No, these packages were meant for on earth, not for heaven." And then the lady noticed that her name was on all of the packages. And she said, "Well, can I open them?" And he said, "No, you didn't. You don't need them now. You needed them when you were on earth." And she said, "Well, why weren't they ever sent to me?" And she said, St. Peter said, "Yes, they were sent to you. You just didn't open them." Can you imagine what I'm talking about? The kind of gifts that she didn't take the time to open and appreciate? Can you give me some ideas?
Presents.
God sends us presents every day. How about a hug from your grandma? Is that a gift from God?
Yeah.
Or when your puppy runs to greet you when you get home?
Yeah.
Or even the beautiful snow, which most grown-ups don't like, but isn't that a gift from God too?
Yeah.
Okay. Gifts from God are everywhere. And we need to take the time to open them and appreciate them. Now, I usually have something to give you when I do a children's sermon, but today I don't have anything to give you, but I want you to do something for me the next time I see you. I want you to tell me about the gifts from God that you took the time to open and appreciate since I saw you last. Will you do that?
Yeah. Sean?
Yes, absolutely. Now, I don't want to hear about the stuff you found under your tree or in your Christmas stocking. We're going to chalk those up to Santa Claus. But what I want to hear about is the gifts from God, the everyday gifts that we see every day, but sometimes don't take the time to appreciate. So I hope that you will tell me about those things. And you grown-ups out there, I wouldn't mind hearing the same thing from you all, too. Okay, can we bow for a little prayer? Dear Lord, thank you for these blessed children, and I hope that you will guide them in the way they should go. We thank you for our countless blessings, and even for this beautiful day. And yes, I said beautiful day, because it is a gift. Amen.